6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，我们的 QQ 群号码是3317640，是3317640。那今天的节目呢，我们请来的老师是优异爱学校的壮壮老师，老师好。
各位好，我们今天呢还是来听一段托福的听力讲座啊，它是 TPO Number One 里面的 Section Two。之后的一个讲座 Archaeology 呢，这个词如果是对于学术类的英语不太熟的同学呢，可能觉得长得比较怪怪的。好，我来给大家拼一下 Archaeology， 跟我读一下 Archaeology 考古学啊。今天我们要听这个考古学，大家一提考古学，你觉得听的时候什么东西会出现呢？
Fossil 这种化石，
没错，还有呢，
那个
肯定有年代吧，
年代
是不是？而且你考古的那些东西，你是靠那些实物去推测呢，还是实际的那个东西几百万年前的事儿，你就直接看见啊？
应该是慢慢的推测出来。
对，那如果是推测的话，是不是大家都用一个想法去推测呢，还是会有不同的看法呢？
应该是会有不同的看法，因为毕竟这个事儿没人说得准，每个人都有自己的意见。
没错，所以呢，当大家在上考古课的时候，是吧？就是这一类的要有几种假设，那大家可能就要分析一下哪种假设呢是比较符合逻辑的。然后经常情况下，教授也会发表他自己的立场啊，他会说一下我赞成这种说法呢，还是那种说法。那有的时候还会出现的就是两种说法是互相矛盾的。好，那我们这次呢听的这个考古课的，他会提到一些特别的地名，也请大家注意。怎么注意呢？就是当你听到一个生僻的地名的时候，你不是说光把那个音记下来，你更多的还得要记一下相关的信息。
因为毕竟它是一个讲座，其实在下面的学生也不熟悉那个地名，所以讲座里面教授不光是要讲出这个名字，还得给他解释。
对，
所以大家不光是要记住这个名字怎么读，而且要把这个解释给记下来。
没错，任何一个生僻的概念出来都是这样处理。所以在听这个考古学的时候呢，大家还要留神一下时间的线索啊，然后相关的这些地名人名，然后还有其相关的解释。那我们先放一下这个录音，请大家仔细听好。
Okay, we've been talking about early agriculture in the Near East, so let's concentrate on one site and see what we can learn from it. Let's look at Çatalhöyük. I better write that down. Çatalhöyük. That's about as close as we get in English. It's Turkish, really. The site's in modern-day Turkey, and who knows what the original inhabitants called it. Anyway, Çatalhöyük wasn't the first agricultural settlement in the Near East, but it was pretty early, settled about 9,000 years ago, in the Neolithic period. And the settlement, town really, lasted about 1,000 years and grew to a size of about 8,000 or 10,000 people. That certainly makes it one of the largest towns in the world at that time. One of the things that makes a settlement of this size impressive is the time period. It's the Neolithic, remember, the late Stone Age. So the people that lived there had only stone tools, no metals. So everything they accomplished, like building this town, they did with just stone, plus wood, bricks, that sort of thing. But you got to remember that it wasn't just any stone they had. They had obsidian. And obsidian is a black, volcanic, well, almost like glass. It flakes very nicely into really sharp points. The sharpest tools of the entire Stone Age were made of obsidian, and the people of Çatalhöyük got theirs from further inland, from central Turkey. Traded for it, probably. Anyway, what I want to focus on is the way the town was built. The houses are all rectangular, one-story, made of sun-dried bricks. But what's really interesting is that there are no spaces between them. No streets, in other words. And so, generally, no doors on the houses either. People walked around on the roofs and entered a house through a hatchway on the roof down a wooden ladder. You can still see the diagonal marks of the ladders in the plaster on the inside walls. Once you were in the house, there would be one main room and a couple of small rooms for storage. The main room had the hearth for cooking and for heat. It would have been pretty cold during the winters. And it also looks like they made their tools near the fire. There tends to be a lot of obsidian flakes and chips in the hearth ashes, but no chimney. The smoke just went out the same hatchway the people used for going in and out themselves. So there would have been an open fire inside the house with only one hole in the roof to let the smoke out. You and I would have found it a bit too smoky in there. You can see on the walls, which they plastered and decorated with paintings, they ended up with a layer of black soot on them, and so did people's lungs. The bones found in the graves show a layer of soot on the inside of the ribs. And that's another unusual feature of Çatalhöyük, the burial sites. The graves have all been found under the houses, right under the floors. And it may be this burial custom that explains why the houses were packed in so tightly without streets. I mean, you might think it was for protection or something, but there's been no evidence found yet of any violent attack that would indicate that kind of danger. It may be they wanted to live as near as possible to their ancestors' graves and be buried near them themselves. But it makes a good point. Based on excavations, we can know the layout of the houses and the location of the graves, but we're only guessing when we try to say why they did it that way. That's the way it is with archaeology. You're dealing with the physical remains the people left behind. We have no sure access to what they thought and how they felt about things. I mean, it's interesting to speculate, and the physical artifacts can give us clues, but there's a lot we can't really know. So, for instance, their art. They painted on the plaster walls, and usually they painted hunting scenes with wild animals in them. Now, they did hunt, and they also raised cereal crops and kept sheep, but we don't know why so many of the paintings are of hunting scenes. Was it supposed to have religious or magical significance? That's the kind of thing we can only guess at, based on clues, and hopefully further excavation of Çatalhöyük will yield more clues, but we'll probably never know for sure.
好，这一段听完了，大家还醒着呢吗？如果是醒着的话，说明你跟住了哈。他提了，反复提了一个地名叫 Çatalhöyük， 而且呢，他就解释了一下，这个 Çatalhöyük 来自于 Turkish， 是土耳其语。好，他说 That's about as close as we get in English。而且呢 this is a site, 所以呢这是一个地点、啊、Anyway, Çatalhöyük wasn't the first agricultural settlement in the Near East, but it was pretty early, settled about 9,000 years ago in the Neolithic period. 所以他解释了这个 Çatalhöyük 其实是一个古城是吧，差不多时间上推测呢9000年前，然后是一个农业的这么一个村落、啊、那他提了另一个考古学常用词，就是 Neolithic period， 而且他给了一个线索，他说 Remember, it's the Neolithic, the late Stone Age。那能推测出来这个中文是什么呀
？Neolithic 真的听不懂，但是后面解释我能听明白，
嗯、
说 It's the late Stone Age，
石器时
代
的
晚
期，对了、哎、啊，所以呢，再来就是新石器时代。
新石器时代
叫 Neolithic、
oh.
好，然后他说呢解释了一下含义是什么呢， People that lived there had only stone tools, no metals，
那个时候的人只有用石头做的工具，没有金属，
对，所以说呢大家听到生词的时候不用害怕是吧，他一般会给出相应的信息让你能懂，再来一个生词大家看一下是什么啊。You got to remember that it wasn't just any stone they had obsidian. Obsidian is a black volcanic well almost like glass. It flakes very nicely into really sharp points.The sharpest tools of the entire Stone Age were made of obsidian. 好，现在对 obsidian 都看到了哪些信息啊？
嗯，他解释了一下，他说、mm-hmm. Obsidian is a black volcanic Well, almost like glass. 其实看到这我还是不明白，他说它是一种黑色的、
嗯、
跟这个火山有关的，
火山里边爆发出来的像那个玻璃一样的那么一种物质，
猜不到、
接下来呢他说 flakes very nicely， 它成一个什么状啊，是雪花冰晶那样的
啊。那火山怎么会有冰晶呢？火山不是很热的吗、
然后就结晶了
啊，结晶了，最后结成
就那样了，像雪花似的那个结构、那么这个结晶它跟工具又有什么关系呢、它和工具呢它是这么一句话， It flakes very nicely into really sharp points， 就是有那种比较尖的那个头，是吧？大家想象一下，古代的人他又提到了 hunting， 去狩猎的时候他需要一个头比较尖的那样的工具，飞镖之类的，这样才能扎到这个动物的身体里。所以说呢这种工具呢就直接被这个早期的人类去使用了啊、The sharpest tool of the entire Stone Age were made of obsidian、所以这个 obsidian 你不用知道它是什么，你只要听懂了它是怎么形成的，这个古代人拿它来干什么就够了。如果有兴趣大家在课后不妨再去查一下是什么东西，但是不知道它是什么也没关系，我们就从这个概念和它的相关信息了解这个东西就好了。然后接着下来呢就是说这个人怎么就得到这个 obsidian 呢，他说 Chatahuyuk got theirs from further inland from central Turkey, traded for it probably. 他是通过什么得到了这个物质呢？他是通过 traded、
他们是通过贸易买来的，
没错，交换得来的、
交换得来的、
好了，然后接下来呢老师就解释了半天这一波考古的时候这个人住的房子啊，挺奇怪的。这一段不太难，我觉得呢大家在听的时候应该没有什么障碍。值得一提的呢他就提了一个词叫做 soot， S-O-O-T， 这个 soot 是怎么回事呢？就是有好多的灰，他在屋子里头生火，所以整个的这所住的这个房间呢就是烟雾缭绕的。而且还不算呢，另外一个特点呢就是这个尸体上啊，他就从考古嘛发现的那个时候的人肯定已经是僵尸了，他说发现这个肺里边还有骨头里边都有这个灰啊，就是烧的这个灰烬，
soot 就是灰烬的意思。
So they ended up with a layer of black soot on them, and so did people's lungs. And the bones found in the graves showed a layer of soot on the inside of the ribs. 啊，在排骨、肋条骨内侧、里侧也有这么一层灰啊，所以你就看当时那个人他住的那个地方啊，为什么他都是灰呢？他提到了。他说 There tend to be a lot of obsidian flakes and chips in the hearth ashes, but no chimney. 他在烧火做饭也好，是做东西也好，那个房间的建筑里边是没有烟囱的，所以那个灰就到处飘了。而且他还提的一点就是人们在这个房子之间来回穿梭的时候，他们不走平地，他们走什么呢？他说 through a hatchway on the roof down a wooden ladder， 所以他们在房顶上走，这些人不在街上走。然后他进到房间里是他从房顶上弄了一个梯子下来，就跟圣诞老爷爷似的。所以你能想象出来为什么这个圣诞老人他那样进屋子，他不走门，他走烟囱，他这是走梯子。好，然后呢他还解释了一个奇怪的现象哈，这个房间呢建的比较密，然后他说不是为了什么什么什么，而是为了什么什么什么啊，这个我觉得也挺好玩的，我给大家念一下啊。他说 You might think it was for protection or something, but there's been no evidence found yet of any violent attacks, and that would indicate that kind of danger 啊，没有那种就是非常有暴力的攻击来使得他们受到这种威胁，是吧？然后他说 It may be this burial custom that explains why the houses were packed in so tightly without streets， 也就是房间家家户户之间那个房子挨得特别紧密，它是没有这个中间空出街道让人行走的。然后再来呢他说 It may be they wanted to live as near as possible to their ancestors' graves， 而且他那个祖先所埋葬的这个坟墓就在这个房子里边，这一点也是考古学家发现的，所以他们就去解释说是因为什么呢，说是想和祖先住得尽量近一点，就住在坟边上，
够害怕的。
然后呢 and be buried near themselves， 也得要埋藏在他们身边。 然后他还说 it makes a good point， 所以你听这个学术类的讲座也还挺好玩的，不是那么枯燥。好，这是这一块。再接下来呢，他就说考古人员呢通常用到的词儿就是出土，英文是什么呢？
excavation。
Excavation. Based on excavations, we can know the layout of the houses and the location of the graves, but we are only guessing when we try to say why they did it that way. 所以考古学家呢，其实就是在那儿猜呢，是吧？因为既然你什么东西都在几千年前已经发生过了，你只能就是去假设。好，然后呢，他说 we try to say why they did it that way. That's the way it is with archaeology. 啊，说考古就是这么回事，是吧？ You are dealing with the physical remains that people left behind. Remains 就是
剩下来的那些东西。
对，那 physical remains 呢？
实际的，就是
实物
啊，
看得见摸得着的这种实物。
You are dealing with the physical remains that people left behind. 就是你其实考古的本质就是你把先人留下的东西啊，对它进行研究
分析。
嗯。
We have no sure access to what they thought.又看见了 have access to something 这个词儿，是吧？
嗯，
我们不可能十分确定的弄清楚那个古代的人他是怎么想的，他思维想的是什么东西，那肯定只能就是猜。And how they felt about things， 他们对事物的感觉咱也是不知道的。 I mean it's interesting to speculate、啊、所以考古学家的这个乐趣就在哪儿呢？你得去 speculate， 就是去估计啊，你得去猜，去揣度，这像和股票又有一拼，
嗯，
是吧？你得去估计这下面这个股票这一只是涨呢还是跌啊，叫 speculate、嗯。And the physical artifacts can give us clues， 所以他得分析呢，剩下的这个东西会给予线索。But there is a lot we can't really know. So, for instance, their art， 对这个艺术品也是不知道的。考古学家在发现的时候，他又会看到这个墙壁上有这个岩画啊，所以他呢解释了一下 ，They painted on the plastered walls, and usually they painted hunting scenes with wild animals in them. Now they did hunt, and they also raised cereal crops and kept sheep.所以古代的人当时他从留下的东西就发现呢，不光是要狩猎还干嘛呢？
他们还畜牧，然后他们还种植这种庄稼。
对了啊，这个 cereal 就是咱们冲的那个燕麦片，那个玩意儿叫 cereal crops 农作物。然后呢去养，养什么东西，这个动词呢用 keep 啊， kept sheep 养羊。 But we don't know why so many of the paintings are of hunting scenes. 其实他们还不光是只有狩猎，那为什么就是狩猎成了一个画作的主题啊？ Was it supposed to have religious or magical significance? 是不是因为它有什么宗教或者是魔法般的意义呢？
嗯，他们相信画在这个墙上的就可能实现在生活中、嗯、可能是这么想的。
所以说他说 That's the kind of thing we can only guess at based on clues, and hopefully further excavation of Chattahoochee will yield more clues. 会进一步的研究给大家能够提供更多的线索，会有更多的线索能够被产出，这个动词是 yield 啊，产生出来。 But we'll probably never know for sure. 但是永远也不会确定。
嗯，
那这么一看来，这一段也不是特别难，是吧？
嗯嗯。
那我建议大家呢，就再听一遍考古的这一块呢。有的人觉得比较枯燥，但是呢，如果你是喜欢什么野史啊、什么历史啊、
嗯、
这种细说类的吧，是吧？看一看也还挺有意思的。
对，没错。那我们再听一遍。
Okay, we've been talking about early agriculture in the Near East, so let's concentrate on one site and see what we can learn from it. Let's look at Chattahoochee.I better write that down. Chattahoochee. That's about as close as we get in English. It's Turkish, really. The site's in modern-day Turkey, and who knows what the original inhabitants called it. Anyway, Chattahoochee wasn't the first agricultural settlement in the Near East, but it was pretty early, settled about 9,000 years ago, in the Neolithic period.And the settlement, town really, lasted about 1,000 years and grew to a size of about 8 or 10,000 people. That certainly makes it one of the largest towns in the world at that time. One of the things that makes a settlement of this size impressive is the time period. It's the Neolithic, remember, the late Stone Age, so the people that lived there had only stone tools, no metals. So everything they accomplished, like building this town, they did with just stone, plus wood, bricks, that sort of thing. But you got to remember that it wasn't just any stone they had obsidian. And obsidian is a black, volcanic, well, almost like glass. It flakes very nicely into really sharp points. The sharpest tools of the entire Stone Age were made of obsidian, and the people of Çatalhöyük got theirs from further inland, from central Turkey. Traded for it, probably. Anyway, what I want to focus on is the way the town was built. The houses are all rectangular, one-story, made of sun-dried bricks. But what's really interesting is that there are no spaces between them. No streets, in other words. And so, generally, no doors on the houses either. People walked around on the roofs and entered a house through a hatchway on the roof, down a wooden ladder. You can still see the diagonal marks of the ladders in the plaster on the inside walls. Once you were in the house, there would be one main room and a couple of small rooms for storage. The main room had the hearth for cooking and for heat. It would have been pretty cold during the winters. And it also looks like they made their tools near the fire. There tends to be a lot of obsidian flakes and chips in the hearth ashes, but no chimney. The smoke just went out the same hatchway the people used for going in and out themselves. So there would have been an open fire inside the house with only one hole in the roof to let the smoke out. You and I would have found it a bit too smoky in there. You can see on the walls, which they plastered and decorated with paintings, they ended up with a layer of black soot on them, and so did people's lungs. The bones found in the graves show a layer of soot on the inside of the ribs. And that's another unusual feature of Çatalhöyük, the burial sites. The graves have all been found under the houses, right under the floors. And it may be this burial custom that explains why the houses were packed in so tightly without streets. I mean, you might think it was for protection or something, but there's been no evidence found yet of any violent attack that would indicate that kind of danger. It may be they wanted to live as near as possible to their ancestors' graves and be buried near them themselves. But it makes a good point. Based on excavations, we can know the layout of the houses and the location of the graves, but we're only guessing when we try to say why they did it that way. That's the way it is with archaeology. You're dealing with the physical remains the people left behind. We have no sure access to what they thought and how they felt about things. I mean, it's interesting to speculate, and the physical artifacts can give us clues, but there's a lot we can't really know. So, for instance, their art. They painted on the plaster walls, and usually they painted hunting scenes with wild animals in them. Now, they did hunt, and they also raised cereal crops and kept sheep. But we don't know why so many of the paintings are of hunting scenes. Was it supposed to have religious or magical significance? That's the kind of thing we can only guess at, based on clues, and hopefully further excavation of Çatalhöyük will yield more clues, but we'll probably never know for sure.
好，今天呢就是这些，希望大家呢能够对考古这件事儿产生兴趣，然后并从中学到一些单词。
那大家如果希望得到这个音频的内容和文字资料，大家可以加入我们的 QQ 群 ，QQ 群的号码是331-7640，是331-7640。那今天的内容就是这一些了，希望对大家的雅思托福学习有所帮助，感谢大家的收听，也谢谢壮壮老师的陪伴，我们下一期节目再见。
再见。
Well, I'm just people watching the other people.Watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as
Touch my hand.